Before the September 11th attacks, thousands of people from Saudi Arabia traveled every year to the United States as tourists and students, as well as to receive medical care. But since 9/11, strict new visa laws have made it very difficult for Saudis to visit America. Those who do often return home with complaints about the unfair application of confusing new security laws. That's keeping even more Saudis away. Kate Seely visited the Saudi kingdom and filed this report.
Saad Al-Rayes was looking forward to spending the summer with his American-born wife and their five children. The Saudi financial consultant and Columbia University graduate works in the kingdom, but he travels several times a year to be with his family in Fairfax, Virginia. Rayes was carrying a valid multiple entry visa, he says, when he went through customs at Dulles International Airport last July. He says he was asked to wait several hours and then was told by a customs officer that there was a problem.
In the meanwhile, the family, Jeannie and the kids, are waiting to see what's going to happen. And they said, well, we have to inform you that we can't let you in. I said, well, what's the thing? I mean, is there a mistake? Is there a charge? Am I, you know, a terrorist? Am I suspected of anything? They go, no, it's based on a technicality of so-and-so. And unfortunately, we cannot make an exception to let you in.
Several hours later, Rayes was deported back to Saudi Arabia. He was told he had failed to properly register with the Immigration and Naturalization Service when he left the U.S. on his last trip. Rayes says he asked to see his wife and children before being put on a plane, but his request was denied on security grounds. He says his daughters, especially the youngest, Noura, are having a hard time understanding the situation.
Actually, every day we talk. Are you coming back tomorrow? You know, she's three, and the one that's five, they're just waiting for me to show up. And I guess they know by now that I'm not showing up real soon.
Rayes's visa status has been up in the air since then. At Dulles Airport, he was told he could reapply for a visa in Saudi Arabia and receive a new one within a week. But he was later denied a visa on the basis of his deportation. He says he fully supports tough visa laws in the wake of the September 11th attacks, but he adds that they need to be just and applied with more discretion.
They went to measures of bugging people and being unfair. Going that far is not going to make the place more secure. It's just going to make people hate you more.
Saudi student Mahmoud Dabagh says he also thinks some new U.S. security measures are excessive. He was in his second year at George Washington University when he dropped a course last fall. He says the university then told him that under new visa laws, Saudi students who register for less than 12 credits lose their student status. Dabagh says it was the first he'd heard of the law.
And then when I talked even to the dean, he was really helpful but and friendly, but he frankly asked me to leave. He told me I would cut. He told me my son, they're tightening on Saudis.
Dabagh says the news was a big blow. He'd always dreamed of graduating from an American university. He says George Washington asked him to return for the following semester, but he declined, fearing more problems in the U.S. Dabagh is just one of thousands of Saudi students affected by the new laws. Many had their U.S. college careers abruptly ended because their visas were simply not renewed. Others were detained for months based on minor visa violations before being deported. Dabagh says Saudi students in the U.S. are all treated as potential terrorists, and that, he says, has created resentment.
I used to be very pro-American, you know, and then now I really think of it in an objective way. I would say, okay, I like the American values. I really wish my country would be one day like America in the lifestyle, but again, I would say, but they harassed me once. They kicked me out for no reason.
Proponents of a strong U.S.-Saudi relationship, like Saad Al-Rayes, say the U.S. is harming its own interests in the region with its new policies. He says most Saudis who graduate from U.S. colleges return home strong advocates of American culture and values. If America loses those students, he says, or the support of professionals like him, America loses important allies. Who else, he asks, will help counter the conservative Islamist trend so dominant in Saudi Arabia? Kate Seely, NPR News.